know about all the rest of you out there in America, but I'm a little alarmed at armed robots. The Island County Sheriff's Department will be buying self-driving Google squad cars soon and pulling over speeders and all us Southenders whose taillights give them probable cause for whatever they want to do next. Of course, they won't need deputies. Just photo ID our license plate and send us the bill. Breathe in the built-in breathalyzer and fill out the form on the police laptop. If we try to make a break for it, well, good luck with that. These things will have more armaments than a Bradley fighting machine. Robocops, I guess they're here. All us wrongdoers are in for an unwelcome visit from the future, looks like. Great for the folks who walk a straight line, or so they think. What have I got to fear, they'll say, like they always say, before the door is busted down and they're hauled off for some offense they think they didn't do. But you know, and I know, they must be guilty. Why else would the police buzz down their door? Sure hope the robot cop doesn't get the wrong address and detonate the bomb in their living room. Personally, I don't think we should be teaching our machines to kill humans. I know. We got drones doing it now, but I don't care for that either. Bad precedents for when the little goobers with their advanced artificial intelligence are smarter than us with our not-so-big brains. Try to program them later that they should play nice with us humans. Good luck with that. They aren't near as forgetful as we are. Might, though, go a long ways towards slowing down our population growth here on the South End, miscreants going missing. But it seems like overkill, no pun intended. Busted headlights are one thing, arrest by a robot is another. Our only hope, probably, is the lawyers. They aren't going to care for robo-judges and juries. Justice isn't just expensive down here, it's downright profitable.